Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Kuf Yud Tes, third to last daf in Maseches Psachim, which we have been on since the end of June. But we continue now, one by one, as we continue in the Agadata here at the end of Maseches Psachim. We have some, every day is an important and interesting inyanim, but today we have that as well. And then tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, we get back to Halacha. Towards the end of the Masechta. But today is the last Agadic section to weigh in Maseches Psachim. So we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Va'od Shalach Lo. Also, Rabbi Yishmael sent to Rebbe, right? They asked him, you know, tell us some things that you said in the name of your father when he was sick. They asked him, so this is also included. Va'od Shalach Lo. Gimel Meos V'shishim V'chamisha Shvakim. 365 marketplaces. Bekra Gadol Sharomi. In the Roman great city. V'kalechad V'echad Hayubo Shlosh Meos V'shishim V'chamisha Birnios. And in each one, there were 365 towers. V'chol Birnis U Birnis Hayubo Shlosh Meos V'shishim V'chamisha Malos. And everyone had 365 steps. V'chomalu Mala Hayubo Kidei Lazun Eskala Olam Kulo. And on every step, there was enough to feed the entire world. Meaning, there was such plenty in this area, in the Roman marketplaces, enough to feed the whole world. There was so much. And that's even if you look at the Gemara, the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis, where all the nations are going to come in the future to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and including Rome, they're going to say, oh, we made so many shvakim, we made this, and it was all for Bnei Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, that's so not true, and you didn't have the right kavanas, and we've spoken about the Briska Rav in the past, talks about that Gemara, that they're not lying, that in the long run, in the big picture, it wasn't their kavana, but everything is for Am Yisrael in the end. So that's what they were saying, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to tell them, but that wasn't their kavana. So it's connected to this Gemara, because all of this, Amr B'Shimon B'Rebbe, the Amri La Rebbe Yehuda B'Rebbe Yossi, Hani Laman, what is all this for? All this plenty. Answer is, L'cha u'l'chavercha u'l'chavrosecha. It's for you and for your friends and for the whole world. Shne'amar, as the Pasuk says, Sachra v'etnena kodesh l'Hashem. Something that starts off as etnena, the assets of an esnan, like esnan zona. Or Sachra, her merchandise, Kodesh Lashem will ultimately end up being Kodesh Lashem. Because in the big picture, everything is going to end up Kodesh for Am Yisrael. Lo ye'atzer v'lo ye'chasein, kil yoshim l'fnei Hashem, yihyeh. It won't be stored up anymore in an otzar, but it will be given to those that are l'fnei Hashem. Why 365? It happens to be exactly 365 towers, 365 marketplaces, 365 steps, and 365, as we know, could just mean an entire unit. It doesn't have to be like exactly that amount. Maybe it does, but one doesn't have to take it literally. One can say that it means that it was complete and whole. That is the message. Like we had, just the sneeze was coming on. It's like we have in Parakeh and Bracious, we know everybody, all the people that lived in that generation, or at least the people mentioned in the Torah. There is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether everybody in the earlier parashiyas lived for hundreds and hundreds of years, or only the people mentioned in the Torah. That is a machlokas. The Ramban has a machlokas with the Rambam al haTorah, but one of them for sure did not live that long, as the Torah explains, and that is Chanoch. Chanoch only lived till 365. Why? Ki lo kach oto alokim. Because Hashem took him. Interesting. 365, exactly. Why was that the number that he lived? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Hayu kol yemei chayav shin slamechei shanim kiminyin yemos hachama. Lo pachos velo yoter, not more, not less. Ki atzadik hazeh yada v'hisig mahalach hashemesh v'kochosav. This tzadik reached the levels of the mahalach hashemesh v'kochosav ha'atzumim v'hikir b'chach maso ki yesiba el yona al hakol v'nidbakba. He realized, just like Avraham Avinu, that there is a siba el yona, there is a driving force behind all of what he sees, v'nidbakba, and he connected to it. V'chulu v'chulu, and that's the 365. He connected to the solar year, he connected to the unit. So 365 is in a complete orbit, and that's the message of 365. So maybe here too, 365 is that there was a ton, there was complete in order to feed the entire world. That is the numbers here. As we continue. Who are these? As the pasuk says, it won't be stored up anymore, but it will be for the Yoshvim Lefnei Hashem. My lo ye atzer, Tani Rav Yosef, lo ye atzer, zebeis otzar, lo ye chazin, zebeis geniza. It won't be in the storage house anymore with the gold and the silver. No, it'll be given out. My kili Yoshvim Lefnei Hashem. What is that referring to? Amar Abelazar, today is in the Gemara, number one, ze hamakir makom chaveiro b'yeshiva. Someone who recognizes his friend's place in yeshiva. What does that mean? Rashi on top. She yodea lomar. Ze makom yushav laploni. Vizesha ploni. Taholu makirhu makom kulam. Ragulhu leshev sham tamid. What does it mean? Somebody who's always in the base medrash and always in shul, he knows where everybody sits. Knows where everybody sits. That's somebody who's makir chavir. It's a different level. It doesn't only know where he sits. Right, you walk in the first day, so you can get a seat. But if somebody is there regularly, so then they can even know makom chaveiro be yeshiva. If you look in the Marsha here also discusses this idea at the end of the daf, and he says makir makom be yeshiva uperek shanuch hachamim shaninu. In the last parak of Pirkei Avos, in the Memchas Dvarim Shatorah Nikneis Behem, the 48 ways that we can be kona Torah, one of them is Hamakir Es Mikomo. That's one of the 48 ways. If you know your own place. So this Gemara, says the Marsha, is adding on. Not just Makir Es Mikomo, V'hacha Kamar Umosif, T'lo Zachal Hachmilse Ela Barogel Kolkach B'Yeshiva, T'yafilu Akam Chavira Hu Makir. Even his friends. Number one. Number two, va'odi shlomar tahacha hachi kamer makras b'kom chaveiro hainu shemakir ma'alas chaveiro b'torah u'b'chachma lios makomo lefnimi menu. I realize that my friends also have great milas, and I realize they might even have greater milas than me. Kedamrina b'vavavastra b'mesiba halach achra zikna b'yeshiva halach achra chachma. V'lo ayri b'beis haknesses sheish l'kol echad makom kavua. Doesn't talk about beis haknesses, but in beis hamedrash. Either way, that is the marsha. There's a story I've quoted in past years, fascinating from the Vilna Gaon. Somebody that one time in Vilna, there was a man that disappeared. Many years later, he comes back. 20 years later, he goes like, "I'm back, honey." And the wife sees the husband. I'm not so sure. Right? Has it communicated? Is this my husband? Is that? You know, and he says, looks like it, not exactly, looks like it, he knows all of the information, he knows the names of the kids, he knows his identity number, he knows everything. But she feels something is not right. She feels something is this. They go to the girl, so the girl without batting an eyelash, he says, bring him to shul. So bring him to shul. They bring him to shul, and he says, where's your makam kavua? Where's your makam in shul? Because if there was an imposter, he would have found out a lot of things and a lot of the information from the real husband. But he wouldn't have asked him where you sit in shul. The guy didn't know. The guy confessed. So that's how he knew he wasn't Makiris Makomo. That's the Gra figured out a way to reveal the culprit that he was really a fake. Anyway, Makom B'Yeshiva. Okay, that's number one. What does it mean? Yoshvim, those who sit in front of Hashem. Number one, those who are Makir, their place of their Chavero. Ika da Amri, second day, Amar Abelazar, Zeha Makabel Pnei Chaveiro B'Yeshiva. Someone who is Makabel Pnei Chaveiro B'Yeshiva. What is Makabel Pnei Chaveiro? It means he's always there first. He accepts. He's in the yeshiva. He's in the shul. He's in the Beis Medrash first, and everyone comes after him. Makabel Pnei Chaveiro B'Yeshiva. Right? Somebody who's mocked him. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, what brings long life? Makadmiu ma'achri lebnei kedishta. Right, that if you come early and leave late from the shul, that is a way of getting arichos yamim. Right, makabel chaver b'yeshiva. Ma'ila machase atik. That is the end of that pasuk. Also, the ones who sit in front of Hashem, and those are machase atik. Zeha machase dvarim shekisa atik yomin. Those who cover items that Hashem covered. Atik Yomin, the one who was ancient of days, the one who covers that. My Ninu Sisrei Torah, the secrets of the Torah. Secrets of the Torah cannot be revealed to everyone, and that is what is being referred to here. If somebody covers the secrets when they're supposed to be covered, they're only supposed to be taught to those who are worthy, so that is someone who is worthy of being called in this pasuk, liyoshib beveis Hashem ula atik ula machase atik, those who cover up atik yomim. V'yigadamri, or the opposite, zehamagala dvarim shekisa atik yomim, those who explain, those who reveal items that have been covered for so long. Ma'ininu tami Torah, it's the reasons for the Torah, the hashkafas of the Torah. So the point of both of these lines is we have to reveal to those who should be revealed to, and we have to keep secret from those who it's supposed to be keeping secret to. The Sefer Chassidim says it's a delicate balance. Tough ayin vav, says the Sefer Chassidim. Rav Yehuda Chassid, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. What is the message here? Tough ayin vav, says the Sefer Chassidim. Kol adam shemastir svarim uta'amim min ha'hagunim. On the one hand, if I withhold information from those who are appropriate to get the information, if I'm a Rebbe and I don't teach Talmidim when I should be, sof sheba'im lidei ra'im lidei she'enim hagunim. If I don't teach the hagunim, I'm going to end up having she'enim hagunim. Right? There's another area where he says that if somebody is like a Rebbe who has Torah, doesn't teach it, it's like a Navi shekovish nevuaso. So Navi doesn't give over. The Torah is not personal. The Torah, as we know, is not called the Yerusha. It's called the Morasha. A Morasha is a heritage that must be transferred and given over to the next generation. So therefore, one always has to give if one has a Talmud Chacham. But on the other hand, V'im roe she'enam hagunim al yigala. But if I know that there is a Talmud that's not hagun, or there's certain secrets of the Torah that shouldn't be revealed even to certain hagunim, that I can't reveal it. Shene'emar sod Hashem li'reyav. Sod Hashem, the secrets of the Torah, are dafka for those who are in the category of Yireyav, right? So that is a crucial balance that one must have in terms of giving over Torah, the Sisrei Torah. Those interesting, this is one of the answers that the Achronim give for in the sugya of teaching Torah to non-Jews. Right? The Gemara talks about La'asachem l'chogoy, mishpatim v'ayidom, the Gemara Chagiga, that one is allowed to teach Torah to umos ha'olam. But there seems to be some exceptions to the rule. There are stories in Shas about Rebbe and Antoninus, and there's many stories. So there are various exceptions given by a number of Befarshim. Some say there's a Shulta Giborim that says, oh, Tanakh is different. Tanakh you can teach because it brings to Yerushalayim. And others say, you know, maybe it just means B'dera Keva, right? You shouldn't have a Chavrusa. But, you know, once in a while, if somebody asks you a question at work, you know, what's this and what's that and what's the message, then it's fine too. Different suggestions given. Others say, oh, if it's just not meant to them, they just happen to be overhearing it, that's okay. Meaning if somebody has a non-Jew in their classroom that they know, that a Jewish father, a non-Jewish mother, you're allowed to accept them into the school. Very serious issues. So that, I'm teaching it to, you know, to this population. And the other population happens to be listening. But one of the other answers, some Achronim say, is that Sisrei Torah, that's what's Asur. Right? The Sisrei, the secrets of the Torah, it's behind the depths, so that maybe that's what's excluded. Masha'enke, when it comes to Nigla and Pshuto Shel Mikra. Good. The second day here, though, was not just those who cover what's supposed to be covered, but those who reveal what is supposed to be revealed as well. The Marsha here connects this to the Gemara Sanhedrin, that we know that the Gemara there says that there were only three mitzvahs that the reason was revealed, and those mitzvahs were taken advantage of. So we know by Shlomo HaMelech, right? Lo yarba lo nashim, lo yarba lo susim, right? All the mitzvahs, because lo yasu lavavo. Shlomo HaMelech says, my heart will not be Husar, won't be removed, and the Gemara says that was a fault. And that's what the Marsha here connects this Gemara about Tami HaTorah to that Gemara. Haynu davar shatorah gila ta'aman mevili di michshol. Avol davar shemachuset taimo batorah gavim chachamim nosnim botam lo yavol di michshol. When the Torah itself gives the reason, so then there's a danger for us to say, or for Shlomo HaMelech to say, well, this is the reason, and therefore, if the reason doesn't apply to me, then I'm not going to do it. But if the Torah just says the din, and we have to do it, and the Chachamim just add on their Mosif. We're not saying this is the MS, the ultimate, but this could help us maybe be a little more excited about the mitzvah. Then there's no problem with that. And that is what throughout the ages we have tried to do. That's the concept called Ta'am HaMitzvos. It's to make it easier for us. As the Rachmonim point out, Ta'am is the word reason, and Ta'am also means the word taste. It makes it tastier for us if we have a reason. The place where you would look to know about Tamei HaMitzvahs is the Hakdama, the introduction to the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, what makes his minyan unique out of all the minyanim of minyanei HaMitzvahs, besides being in Parsha order, and that is that he gives Hashkafa. He gives Tamei HaMitzvahs at the beginning, towards the beginning of every mitzvah. And he writes in his Hakdama, in his introduction. Now, we're not 100% sure who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. We thought for many years, and many Achronim thought it was the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, right, a contemporary of the Ritva. But now scholars seem to think that it was a brother, Rav Pinchas Alevi, a brother of the Ra'ah. There are certain stiros between the Ra'ah elsewhere and the Sefer HaChinuch. That's why it's that type, that generation, but we're not 100% sure who the author is. Either way, doesn't matter. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in his Akdamba. He says he wrote this Sefer for his son to learn with his friends on Friday night when they're going through the Parsha and to get a little chizik. Says, La'orer lev hanar b'ni v'hayiladim v'chaveirav v'chol shavua v'shavua achar sheyomadu oso haseder v'cheshman ha-mitzvos ula hargilosam bohem ula hatfis machshavasam b'machshava tahora v'cheshbon shalikar. So they keep thinking about lofty ideas. Terem sheyachnisu b'libam cheshbonos shel schok v'shel malacha u'mavakach. Before they get into the normal teenage shtusim and narish and nonsense that all teenagers get into, I want to at least try to cut to the chase and maybe give them a little bit of content before they fill their mind with everything else. And then he says, V'yeineni choshev v'gozer lahagia el ha'emes al kalpanim. I'm not saying vadai. Every mitzvah I'm explaining in the ultimate MS way. Ki mi kamoni, tola asvelo ish, shelo ra'isi ma'oros chachma kal hayamim. Right, who am I to say that this is the true message of the mitzvah? Laharim yad b'mashalo hisigu chachamim mechukamim. To talk about reasons that the greatest rabbis have it. Amnam ki lo chasarti das, I'm not an ant, but I'm not the greatest rabbi. Ela sherov chashki litzbok tseyamateh. I want to dip the little tip of my stick. Biyaris dvash ha-mitzvos, techakani likanis biyar she'en lo tchumen. I've entered into the forest of Tamei HaMitzvos. And I'm going to try, and I'm going to give some suggestions. You like them? Great. You don't like it? You got to do the mitzvah anyway. But this is what I'm suggesting. And if you find sometimes a little psoles among the reasons, yisbarer ha'ochel mitocha lishma. Just take ochel mitocha psoles. Like we know, that's what we have to do on Shabbos. V'hu chozer l'beis ha'baylim. V'harotel l'sod etzli. Anybody who wants to eat near me, that means enjoy my sefer. Yochel ha'basar v'yaniach b'sholchan atzamos v'klipin. Right? Take the yochel, take the basar. Right, no sefer is perfect. You're not going to connect to everything in the sefer. But says the chinuch, this is what I try to do, and this is what the Marsha's point is on our Gemara. That the Gemara says you have to be careful about gilui tamei hamitzvos, like the Gemara says. If it's before Shin the Torah, that's a danger. But if it's afterwards, and the people writing the tamei hamitzvos are acknowledging that it's not the ultimate emes, it's just a suggestion, so then it is not a problem. It just makes it easier for us to partake it. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Mai Dichsiv, Lam Natzeach Mizmar LaDavid, Lam Natzeach, right, we had all of these Lashonos yesterday also, the different formulations of Tehillim. What does that mean? Lam Natzeach Mizmar LaDavid. So the Gemara has been dying that it doesn't, it's Lam Minatzeach is the hifil, it's the causative. It doesn't say Linotzeach. Lam Minatzeach. Zamru, sing, Lamishino Tzchinoso. The one who, Kaviyachol, you know, has victory over Hashem Vissameach, and is happy. What does that mean? Bo Re'esh, Lo Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar Vadan. A human, the Midah of Hashem is different than a human Midah. Basar Vadam, Minatzchinoso Vatzev. A Basar Vadam, when someone is victorious over him, so that he's very sad. Uala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Notzchinoso Vissameach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very happy when human beings beat him, so to speak. In what way? Shenemar. Vayomer lahashmidam, lulei Moshe, bechiro amad beferes lefanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy, and Moshe Rabbeinu calmed Hashem down, kaviyachol, and was victorious in bringing Midas Harachamim. So in that way, it is Hashem is happy about it, right? He still calls Moshe his chosen one, bechiro, even though he just lost. right? That shows Hashem's simcha even in this circumstance. Amar of Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Amar of Shimon Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, my dechsev, vide Adam, mitachas kanfehem, right? You see Yecheskel Perek Aleph. This is the chariot of fire, the vision of Yecheskel. So what does it mean that the hand of a person was under their wings? Yadoksev. Yadoksev, it's written as singular hand. Ze yadosh l'kadosh baruch hu. Kav yachol, it's the hand of God. She prusa tachas katfei achayos. Kedei l'kabel ba'alei tshuva. Miyad midas hadin. So as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is there to accept Ba'alei Tshuva, even though it's Midas Hadin is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretches out and wants to accept Ba'alei Tshuva even where it doesn't make sense. Right? He tries to get it, a special area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for Ba'alei Tshuva no matter where they are. Right? You can't learn this Gemara without mentioning the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Sanhedrin, which is a very popular Yerushalmi to mention, Shabbat Shuvah time and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur time. Yerushalmi there mentions very graphically that Menashe, the king, Obed Avodah Zarah for many years, so finally he was getting his due. He was getting his due. He was being boiled in a pot on a fire. One get boiled in a pot. V'yimasikit tachtav, kivan sherash, this is Perek Yud in Chelek, in Halacha Beis of the Yerushalmi. Kivan sherash et sarasot sara, once he saw, he realized, uh-oh, I'm finished. Lo hiniach avodah zarah ba'olam shelo hizkira. We're getting into the Yerushalmi mode. That's why it's good. A couple of days we'll be doing all Yerushalmi, right? So he didn't leave one avodah zarah that he did not met. He called out to every avodah zarah in the book. Everyone. He took out his phone book with all the numbers. Every avodah zarah. Nobody answers. Kivan shelo ha'elo klum. Nothing helped. Omar, he says, Zacharani, I remember, Shahaya Avi Makre Osi as the Pasuk Hazeh Bebeis HaKnesses. I remember I was a little boy, and I used to go to shul with my father, the Tzaddik, and he used to say, Batzar Lecha Umitzaucha Kaladvarim Ha'ele Ba'achres Hayomim, right? If you have tzaris in the future, Klal Yisrael, V'shabta Hashem Elokecha V'shamata Bekolo Ki Hashem Kikar Rachum Hashem Elokecha Lo Yapecha V'lo Yeshchisecha V'lo Yishkech Bris Avosecha Shem Nishmalem. Hashem is not going to forget this Chus Avos, the Bris Avos. So, I remember that. So you know what, says Menashe, Hari Ani Kore Oso. I'll call him too. Im One Osi Mutav. If he answers me, he saves me, great. Vim Lav Hakal Apaya Shavin. If he answers me, wonderful. If not, so I know he's just like all the other gods. This is his great Shuva Gemura of Menashe. He says, yeah, he puts God in a difficult place. Vahayu, this is my favorite lashon. Vahayu Malachei Ashareis Misatmin Esachalonos. The Malachim were closing the windows. Quickly close the windows in Shemayim. Shalotala tfiloso shal Menashe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't want the tefillah to get in there. So they were closing the 12 windows in Shemayim. Right? That all the Shvatim have, don't let it in, don't let it in. V'hayu malach ha'ashari, so we're lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were saying, Ribono shel Olam, Adam she'avad avodah zarah, v'hem selam behechal, atah mekavlo b'tshuva? And is this tshuva anyway? Amar lahen, im eini mekavlo b'tshuva, Hareani Noel es Hadeles bifnei kol ba'alei tshuva. If I don't accept this, even though it's half-hearted, not even half-hearted, 1% hearted, 0.02 hearted, so still, there'll be a limit that people will know there's a limit. Ma'asa lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chater lo chatira, mitachas kisi hakavid shelo, he drilled a little hole, so to speak, under his kisi hakavid, v'shama trinaso. Hadahu dechsiv, vayispalel elo, vayyeaser lo, vayishma trinaso, vayishivehu. That's the tshuva of Menashe HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu got to put his hand and took it personally, even though nobody else wanted to take it. Right, that's exactly this idea as well. He sticks his hand in order to, so to speak, steal it from the Midas Hadin. Good, or Mipnei Midas Hadin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Vayter, Kol Kesef V'Zahav Sheba Olam Yosef Likto Bevil Yisrael. All the gold and the silver of the whole world came to Egypt in the days of Yosef. When he gathered it, and he was the only one that had a harvest, so he gathered all of it. He had all the money in the world. Shnei Amar Vayilka Yosef Es Kol Kesef Animsa Ainli Yela Sheba Eretz Mitzrayim V'Sheba Eretz Kanan. I only know Mitzrayim and Canaan. Bishar Aratzos Binayin. How do I know it's from all over the world? Tamalomar, Vikala Arez Bo Mitzrayim. All lands came to Mitzrayim. So that was where the wealth was. Ukisha'alu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Elu imayin. When Bnei Yisrael went up from Mitzrayim, they brought it with them. Shenemar Vayinat Slues Mitzrayim. They emptied out Egypt. 2 days, we remember this from Brachas. Rav Asi Amar Asu'u Kimitsuda Zu Shein Badagan. It was like this trap. Usually you put wheat in the trap to catch an animal. It was like a trap that was emptied. From Dagon, Rabbi Shimon Omer, or Shimon Lakash Omer, Kimitsula Shein Badagim. Like the Mitsula, like the depths of the sea, that there are no fish there. The fish are closer to the surface of the sea. In the depths, there are no fish. So 2 days, how it was emptied out, and these were the two Mishalim. Let's continue, and then we'll come back to what that Machlokas is about. And the gold and the silver stayed with Am Yisrael until the times of Rechavam, right, the son of Shlomo. But Sheshach Melech Mitzrayim and Adlumi Rechavam. And Sheshach attacked it, he came and he took it from Rechavam. Shneemar, Vahi Bashana Chamishis Lamelech Rechavam. As we know, that was one of the punishments that the Malchus was split. Ola Sheshach Melech Mitzrayim Al Yerushalayim Veikach Es Oso Space Hashem Ves Oso Space HaMelech. There it is. Sheshach took it. Ba Zerach Melech Kush V'Nodlo Mi Sheshach. Later on in history, Zerach, the king of Kush, took it from Sheshach. Ba Asa. Asa then came. Asa was the grandson of Rechavam. V'Tznu Mi Zerach Melech Kush. He took it back. V'Shigro. But he sent it because he was didn't want to fight a war. He sent it to an ally. Lahadrimon Ben Tavrimon. Or a different girsa on the side. Bo b'nei Amon, v'natfal me'adrimon b'tavrimon, the Amon came, but Yehoshaphat took it back, v'nalu me'b'nei Amon, v'hayimunach ad Achaz. Until Achaz, also not one of the greatest kings. Ba Sancherev, v'natfal me'achaz, Sancherev, the king of Asher, took it from Achaz. Ba Chizkiyahu, v'nalu me'sancherev. Remember Chizkiyahu, that was the story. Sancherib surrounded Yerushalayim with all of his hundreds of thousands of troops, and the next morning they woke up and they were all dead. Right, Chizkiyahu, the Gemara talks about, he didn't say Shira, but that was the nace that took place then. And Chizkiyahu had it. Vahayimunach was back in Malchay Yehuda. Vahayimunach had Tzidkiyahu, and it was there until Tzidkiyahu, so we know Tzidkiyahu, taken by Nebuchadnezzar. And now we have Bo Kasdiim, the Kasdiim, also known as the Babylonians, came. Vatatlumi Tzidkiyahu, took it from Tzidkiyahu. That was Bavel, Bavel destroyed by his Rishon. Bo Parsiim, Vatatlumi Kasdiim, right, that's the next Gaulus, Persia. Bo Yevanim, Vatatlumi Parsiim, Greece. Bo Romiim, Vatatlumi Yad Yevanim, the Romiim came and took it from the Yevanim. The Adayin Munach Baromi. Famous last words. And it's still sitting in Rome. Maybe not only from Bayez Rishon. Va'adayin munach baromi. That is the Gemara that the riches, all the way from Mitzrayim, the gold and the silver, that started with Yosef, travel through all the way until the Dalid Galios. So they all took it, and these are the four, the last four on the list, are the four Galios that the Midrashim talk about, right? Galus Bavel, Galus Paras, Galus Yavan, and Galus Edom. And Rashi here just notes that this is also written in the history books. Rashi quotes on the 8th wide line, Mufurash b'sefer Yosifon. Rashi quotes Josephus, right here. Rashi, I'm sorry, the Rashbam. The Rashbam, Rashi also quotes elsewhere, but the Rashbam here quotes Josephus in the 8th wide line, that this fits in with the history books. These were the Dalad Galios that went through. Good. Ha'ara. Number one is, if all of these riches were taken and they emptied out Egypt, so where'd they have all the riches on the horses? Right, we know all the gold and the silver that washed up, and the Medrash says at the beginning of Bishalach that they wouldn't leave because they were busy gathering the gold and the silver, but if Mitzrayim was emptying out, so where'd they get these Bezes Hayam from? So a couple of days given, some Achronim say, oh, this was Paro's personal stash. Everything else was Mitzrayim. But Paro's personal stash, and that was the whole point. That Paro said, here, take everything, I'm going with you. I'm not ahead of you, I'm going to go first. So Chazal point out, on Bishalach, so maybe it was Paro's personal stash, which was not taken by Klal Yisrael, or the Tzlach mentions here that maybe it was the Egyptians that lived outside of Egypt, and now they're coming back to help their brethren, so they also brought gold and silver. Either way, there were different suggestions. But what's the Machlokas about? Is there any depth? Obviously there is depth, but what is the depth to the Machlokas, whether you say it was emptied out like a trap that didn't have any dagon in it, or it was the depths of the water that didn't have any fish in it? How are we supposed to understand that? So here's the Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada here has two opinions. He says, what's the machlokas about? So he says, number one, Nira li b'siyata d'shmaya. So number one, the yadua, sheish plukta b'yeshivas eretz Mitzrayim, bizman hazeh. There is a machlokas, big discussion. We discussed this in Parshas here about 5 years ago, about Mitzrayim today. We know there's an Issur d'oraisa to return to Mitzrayim. Issur d'oraisa. But yesh omrim, bizman hazeh mutar l'adur ba. Some say, says the Ben Yoyada, and there's been a lot of Sephardic rabbis that have lived in Egypt, right? Right, we just, all the history books last week, and the biographies about Rav Avadia, he lived in Cairo for a while. So, Yesh Arba Bezbada Zem Mutul Adrba. Why? Ki Masha Asra Torah Mikodem Mipnei Shenivru Mimena Kol Nitzotze HaKedusha. Why was it Asr beforehand? Because all Nitzotos HaKedusha from Mitzrayim were already taken. There's nothing left in Mitzrayim. You can't go there. But once people went back there improperly, but then Lamaisa, they brought Kedusha, right, Kedusha of Am Yisrael, the Chatu, Nasa Batarovas, he says the Kedusha of Yazbutu Adarba, Kedilavara Kishar Aratzos, like all other lands, number one. The Yesh Omrim, now they say no, it's also even Bizvanazet to live there. Vilachain, that's the Machlokas here. Rav Ami Asa Hamashal Kibitsu the Shade Badagan. Rav Ami says, that the mashal is like a trap that has no dagon in it. What does that mean? There's no dagon in it now, but maybe there can be dagon in it later on. So they emptied it, but it wasn't emptied eternally. Well, the other opinion says, no, no, no. It was like the depths of the sea without fish. Depths of the sea never has fish. The fish never go so low down. They stay by the surface. So that's the mashal of the depths. Meaning, the message is it an eternal emptying or just a temporary emptying which might change over time? Number one. Number two, the other suggestion that he has, he says, what type of rechush are we talking about? Similar, he says, the ravasi ayri rechush agashmi. Lochein himshilu limitsu the shein badagon shumachal gashmi. That's gashmi, gashmi, so that's dagon. The adua, ki bimitsuda. And he continues, actually, not gonna go through the, he develops a second idea about the, rechush agashmi and rechush ruchani might have a little bit that are left. While Rechush Gashmi does not, either way, you can look at the second suggestion of the Ben Yoyada. But we'll continue. Two dots. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Shalosh Batmanios, Itvin, Yosef, and Mitzrayim. There were three treasures that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim out of all of the, treasures that he collected. Achas is Galo le Korach. One was revealed to Korach. Because we'll see there was Osher by Korach, Achas is Galo le Antoninus ben Asviris. Antoninus, one of the general, one of the leaders, Vachas Genuza LaTzadikim LaAsalava. One of them is saved for Tzadikim LaAsalava. Again, the symbolism about each of these. Osher Shamur LaBa'alav LaRata. Where do you see these treasures later on? Because later on in history, you see there was Osher regarding certain personalities. Osher Shamur LaBa'alav LaRata. A person has Osher, but is going to end up LaRata for his wickedness. Amr Shimon Lakers said Osher Shal Korach. That's what happened to Korach's Osher, right? It just misled him, as it says. Shenemar or not Shenemar, that's called Hayakum Hashebarag Lehem, all the Yakum, all the assets that were by their feet, Amar Abelazar Zemamon Shel Adam, the Yakum that was swallowed up there, that stands for, that was actually, this is going back to earlier, right, this is Mamon Shel Adam, why is Mamon, the assets of a person called the Yakum, Shemamido Al Raglav, that it's Mekim, it holds him up. A person's assets, gashmi, his physical money, that holds him up. Amar Rabbi Levi, Masui Shloshmeos Prados Levanos. Weight, the bundle of 300 white mules. Hayimaftechos, Beis Ganazov Shal Korach. Korach was so rich that it took 300 mules to hold the keys of his storage house. Vekulu akalidi veklifi degilda, and they were all not so heavy. They were all coated in leather. It wasn't even metal that made it so heavy. It was even leather. And it was such, so much. So just a way of saying that there was, it was a huge amount. Again, the numbers 300 and the numbers 400 many times in Shas are used as an exaggeration, not exactly literal. Sometimes it's literal, based on context one can see that, but other times it is an exaggeration. So again, here, 300 and 300, that's what's used. Weiter. Daish Adish Kastech Lot Chasivin. Amr Shabbat Achmeni, Amr Bionasan. Odecha. Now we're getting back to what we spoke about on yesterday's daf, and that is different psukim in Hallel being said by different individuals in history. So we have now again. Odecha Kiani Sani, Amr David. That's what David said. He started off Odecha, I thank Hashem, Kiani Sani, because he put me through some pain. Evan Masa Bone in the next pasuk, the stone that was disgusted by the builders. Haisal Rosh Pina, Amr Yishai. That's what Yishai said. Why? Because his youngest son that was hiding, that nobody ever thought anything would come of him, the little redhead running around, you know, that's the one that was chosen. Right? That's the one that Shmuel Hanavi came. I didn't think that was the one, but that was the one. Me'es Hashem Aisa Zos Amru Echav. And the brothers say, oh, it must be from Hashem. Zeh hayom asah Hashem, Amar Shmuel. And Shmuel makes a party when he chooses David HaMelech. That whole, those psukim in Tehillim were all said then. On Hashem Oshiyana Amru Echav. And then, save us, save us! Save us through the help of David. Right? Save us through Goliath. On Hashem Atzlichana Amar David. Please help me. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, Amar Yishai. Yishai welcomes everybody. Beirach ruchem mibeis Hashem. Amar Shmuel, he answers. Kel Hashem ba'yar lanu, Amru kulan. They all said, Hashem, light it up for us. Isru chag ba'avosim, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, make a yantif. Isru chag. Or the banim, Rashbam. Heviu zvachim ushlamim harbe. Lismoach. Umatan davar lemizbeach. That's Isru chag ba'avosim. Adkanas ha'mizbeach. Let's make a yantif. We finally, Baruch Hashem, have the appointed one. Eli Atava Odeka Amar David. David recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, including his appointment. Elokai Aramameka, plural, Amru Kulam. That's in plural, and therefore you know, they all said that. So all of these psukim refer to the story of when Shmuel HaNavi went to anoint and appoint David to take over for Shaul HaMelech. Again, and we know after that, for the rest of the Sefer, you know, Shaul is trying to chase after David HaMelech, the appointed one. Tanan Asam says the Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. Once we're talking about Hallel, we quote this Mishnah. Makam shenagu lichpol yichpol. Whenever the minag is to double any of the psukim in Hallel, like we do, yichpol, you can double it. That's fine. We say all the psukim towards the end. We say double. Lifsho, tifsho. Any place where the minag is just to say it once, not to double, yifsho, fine. Levarech acharav yevarech. To make a bracha afterwards, feel free. Hakol k'minag medina. Wherever the bracha, minag is to make a bracha afterwards, fine. The bracha Amar Abaya lo shadu el achra. The only issue with minog is only a bracha afterward. Avol lefana mitzvah levarach. But beforehand, then you have to make a bracha. Beforehand, there's no minog. Beforehand, before you say halal, you have to say a bracha. Damar Yehuda, Damar Shmuel. Yes, we had a machlokas yesterday between the Rambam and the Ramban whether it's saying halal is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But either way, even if it's d'rabbanan, one has to say a bracha beforehand, as Yehuda, Damar Shmuel says. Right, second time we're having this in this Masechta. Right, we had this on Daf Zion way back. Now we have it here. Kuf Yutes. Damar Yehuda, Damar Shmuel. Kol haMitzvos b'varach alein over lasiyasan. All mitzvahs. We make a bracha over la asiyasa. We make a bracha before we do them. My mashma the high over lishadak dumehu. How do we know that the lashon of over means beforehand? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak dichsiv 3 days. Vayaratz achimaat derech hakikar. Vayavar zakushi. He went in front of him. Vayavar means going before. Abai amar mehacha. Vehu avar lifnehem. Vayakov, right, when he goes in front of his entourage. Ika da amri mehacha. Vayavar malkam lifnehem. Vashem berosham. Right, again, the verb avar means going beforehand. What's the message of kol hamitzvahs? All mitzvahs? Just say mitzvahs. What's the message of kol ha-mitzvahs? One has to bring the bracha over la-asiyasan. Says the Chassam Sofer. Well, if the point of a bracha is a hachana for asiyas ha-mitzvah and kabbalah's kedusha, as the Ritva says here on Daf Zayin, right, earlier, the Ritva, we quoted this then, we'll quote it again. Says the Ritva, what's the point of a bracha? Kadesha yis kadesh tchila bibracha v'yigaleh v'yodia shehu osa osa mebnei mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. I'm being megala. I'm revealing to everyone that I'm doing this l'shem Hashem. That's the point of a bracha. Va'od ki me'abrachos me'avodas hanefesh v'roy lahakdim avodas hanefesh l'maisa shehi avodas haguf. Focus on your nefesh before your guf. The guf, the mitzvah is about to do to the guf. So focus on your nefesh first. That's why I say the bracha. So says the Chassam Sofer. That this is the point of a bracha is hachana for a mitzvah and kabbalah's kedusha. So you might say that the bracha is only required by certain mitzvahs, which are all about tosefes kedusha. But if you could come up with a mitzvah that is not that, let's say you have a mitzvah of silutuma somehow, like bir chametz, or maybe bris milah, which is removing the arla, or destroying avodah zarah, or any other types of mitzvahs, which is removing. Right, you might say that there, you don't need a bracha, because that's not about hosavas kedusha. That's kol mitzvahs. All mitzvahs over lasiyasan. Right, that's what other suggestions given. We spoke then back also of Zion. Other suggestions about kol mitzvah, but that is from the Chassam Sofer, here. Good. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Arzaruah. What happens if I missed it? If I blew it? I didn't make a bracha before a mitzvah. So, can I make a bracha during the mitzvah? Yes. What about after the mitzvah? So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Arzaruah. The Rambam says, I can make a bracha only before or during. Once the mitzvah is finished, one can no longer make a bracha. What about afterwards? Finish. You can't. And the Arzaruah says even after a mitzvah. So what's that machlokas about? So, according to the Arzaruah, you can make a bracha even after a mitzvah. Birchas ha-mitzvos is probably connected to which other category? We know there are three types of brachas in general. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos, brachos. Birchos ha-nehenin, on benefit. Birchas ha-mitzvah, and birchas shevach v'hodah. Three types of brachas. So, birchas ha-mitzvah. So, one might say the three are all independent, not connected. The Arzaruah says you can make a birchas ha-mitzvah, but you have it afterwards, which brings birchas ha-mitzvah closer to shevach v'hodah. Shevach v'hodah is always done afterwards. It's a reaction. I hear thunder, I see lightning, I go to the bathroom, I ate, and I have to say birchas ha-mazon. I see a rainbow. All shevach v'hodah are afterwards. Right? I see something, I hear something. So allowing a birchas ha-mitzvah after the mitzvah means maybe it's somewhat connected to that. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam and Rav Rishonim say that a birchas ha-mitzvah has to be either before or during the latest. Why? Well, the Rambam himself says it. The Rambam, or Soloveitchik pointed this out, uses a very important word at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, kishem. Just like I make a bracha before every hana'ah, so too I have to make a bracha before every mitzvah. What's the connection? Why do I have to make a bracha before every hana'ah? Because, as the Gemara describes in the sixth parak in Brachos, it's a matir. I have to ask permission before I partake of a hana'ah. It's a matir. Before I smell, before I eat, before I drink. It's a matir. I acknowledge Hashem, and therefore I can partake. What about Birchas HaMitzvah? So Rav Soloveitchik writes, and Rav Yosef Engel writes something very similar in another place, and that is maybe in a certain sense, Birchas HaMitzvos are also matirim. Because after all, I am a finite human being. Who am I to jump up spiritually and try to get close to the infinite? To try to bring myself closer to Hashem? What gives me that right? Right, it's presumptuous to think that I could get close to God. Ah, that's the point of a bracha. Once I acknowledge the mitzaveh and the mitzuveh, I acknowledge this relationship that Hashem told me to do this. And that's why I'm allowed to. So that's what allows me to then do the mitzvah. So that's another reason why. That's the comparison between birchas ha-mitzvah and birchas ha-nehenin. Again, that might be the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Arzaruah, to which mitzvah, category of mitzvah, is birchas ha-mitzvos more connected to. If you want to look, there are the Lekha Tov in Klal Yud Aleph says something very similar. To explain, you know, the difference between a bracha integrating into a mitzvah, he has a fascinating suggestion that a birchas ha-mitzvah might be even more crucial by a mitzvah d'rabbanan than by a mitzvah d'araisa. Mitzvah d'araisa might stand on its own with a birchas ha-mitzvah just being secondary to it, being d'rabbanan. While a birchas by a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it might be integrated when the rabbanan made this mitzvah, they said that the bracha is part of that mitzvah. So it could be he has that suggestion, and he explains why. Again, obviously there's a lot here. We'll continue, because we still have a great story to do. Tanya, Rebbe Kofa Badvarim, Rebbe doubled a lot of the psukim. Right, Baruch Haba, Becholu, Rebbe Lazar Ben Pratia, Mosef Badvarim. He was Mosef. My Mosef, what psukim did he add? Amar Abaya, Mosef Lichbo Me Otcho Lamata. From Otcha Yisani, he doubled every pasuk, like we do. Here we go, Darsh Rabbi Yavira. Rabbi Yavira said the following drasha. Zimna Amalei Mishmei, Derav, or Reb Ami, or Zimna Amalei Mishmei, Derav Asi. My decision this week's parsha, Hashkacha. Vayigdal hayeled vayigamal. Yitzchak got older and he was weaned. What does that mean? So parsha means that he was weaned and he was old enough in the parsha. But we darshan. Asad Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasu sudi latzadikim biyom sheyigamal chasu lazar shel Yitzchak. Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to make a suda for tzadikim on the day that his chesed is completed with the zera of Yitzchak. Why dafka the zera of Yitzchak? What about the zera of others? So, I saw one of the achronim, but it's, think about it. It connects to the Gemara in Shavas daf Peites. Remember that Gemara where Kadosh Baruch Hu says to all the avos, you know, Avram, I want to destroy the Jews. What do you say? Avram's like, okay, forget it, destroy them. Yaakov, destroy them. Yitzchak's the only one that bargains. Yitzchak says, no, they hardly sinned at most 50 years, and half a day was sleeping, and he's the one that bargains, and ultimately says, I gave my life for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. My children have that schus even until today. So that's why it's called the Zahar Shel Yitzchak. So they're going to have a big suda in the future. And the question is, the question is, who's going to bench? which biblical figure is going to bench at that Seuda in the future. So, Nosol Ola Avram Avinu, Koshal Bracha. Avram, please, first Jew, Levarech. Va'omer Lahen, Eini, Mevarech, Shiasim, Eni, Yishmael. I can't bench, I had a Yishmael. Amar Lo LeYitzchak, Talo Barech. Amar Lahen, Eini, Mevarech, Shiasim, Eni, Esav. I had an Esav. Omer Lo LeYaakov. By the way, you could use this story as a Dvar Torah any Shabbos of the year, because you're always benching. Right, so here it is. It's in the back pocket. Amar Lo LeYaakov, Tulu Barech. Yaakov, please. Amar Lahen, and every line here is amazing to talk about. Eini Mevarech, Shenasasi Shtei Achios Bechayehen. I married two sisters while they were both alive. Shasid, the Torah, Lo Sirolai. And it was something that the Torah was going to ask her later on. Yes, at the time I was allowed to do it. But now it's pasished. Now that it's after the Torah was given, you know, that's a big sugya. How did he marry two sisters? The Ramban, right, in a couple of weeks parsha, where the Ramban says maybe he only did it in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, when he became called to Arkula, how could he marry two sisters? Only in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Rachel Imenu had to die on the way back. And he never lived with Rachel Imenu afterwards. But he married two sisters. What's the emphasis of Bichayehen? Bichayehen? So as we know, the emphasis is this is the only one of the Arayos that changes after death. If a person is married to a woman and the woman dies, her mother is still usher to him. Her daughter is still usher to him. But her sister is not. Achos Isha, if the woman dies, the man can marry the sister. It's the only one that changes after death. So here, that's the emphasis. Bechayein, while they're both alive, I marry them. Amar Lo Moshe. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu. Come on, Moshe, please. Talu Brach. Amar Lahem Eini Mevarech Shelo Zachisi Likanes LaEretz Yisrael. I never was in the Eretz Yisrael, so I wasn't perfect. Lo Bechayei V'lo B'mosi. Not in my life and not even in death. Right, a remez to being buried in Eretz Yisrael. I never made it in there. Amar Lo Yoshua. Okay, Yoshua. Right, we skipped Aaron because we're going to the leaders of every generation. Talu Borech. Amar Lahem Eini Mevarech Shelo Zachisi LeBen. I never had a son. Right, if you look in Divrei Hayamim, it ends. Zichziv. Yoshua Ben Nun. Nun Beno, Yoshua Beno. Period. No sons. Finally, Amar Lo LeDavid Talabrech. David, please. You bench. Amar Lahen, okay. Ani Mevarech, Velino Elevarech. Shedemar Kos Yeshua's Esa, Uvishem Hashem Ekra. So it's pretty amazing. David didn't have a perfect life either. David Amelech, he's the mucker, the model of the Baal Tshuva. Chatasi, he's the one! Greater than Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yoshua. Unbelievable. So again, there's a huge amount to say here that we can mention. Just one charifus, that he's the one that gets the Koshal Bracha. Unbelievable. One charif that I saw in the Margolius Hashas. He says, why David? Is he the one that gets the Koshal Bracha? So he says, let's go back for a minute. David HaMelech, was he allowed to become a Jew? Right, he came from Ammon and Moab. But we know it's only Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, v'lo Moabi v'lo Moabis. Why was it Ammoni? Why is that true? Why does the Gemara say? Because why are they excluded? Because Ammon and Moab didn't come out and give us food and drink. They didn't give us food and drink. So only the men are taken to task. The women aren't supposed to come out. It's not sanua for women to come out to the battlefield. They stay home. What's the source that women's place is not to come out to the battlefield? This week's parsha. Hinei ba'ohel. Sarah's in the tent. What does Rashi go? Tznua is it? She was at Tznua. She was in the tent. What does the Rashi say? They wanted to send her Koshal Bracha. But she was Ba'ol. So the Koshal Bracha that they wanted to send her caused us to realize that Tznua Haisa. That teaches us that women have to be not outside, not going out to the battlefield. And that's why it's only Amoni V'lo Amonis V'lo Avi V'lo Moavis. So it was the Koshal Bracha that caused the Halacha for David HaMelech to allow to be king. That's why David gets the Koshal Bracha. Because that Koshal Bracha is what eventually brought it to him that he was able to marry in v'chulu v'chulu. But again, this week's Parsha. Ayei sarish tach v'neva o'el. Right? Exactly. Again, in Perek Yuches, Pasuk Tes, right here in Parshas Vayera. Okay. Just you can look at the Marsha here. We don't have time to go into it. The Marsha here also discusses how each one of them, deep down, was really saying, I lack something. Because, as we know, in benching, you have to mention Bris Milah, you have to mention Malchus Beis David, you have to mention Eretz Yisrael, you have to mention Torah. So each of them were saying, you know, I'm lacking in one area. Right? Yaakov saying, I married two sisters, I'm lacking in Torah. I'm lacking a child that's Bris Milah. Right? All the different elements that are said, it's all a reference to those elements of benching. Viter says the Mishnah. Let's just start the next Mishnah. Ein maftirin achar pesach afikomen. What does that mean? You can't be maftir. You can't, from the word haftorah, from the word niftar, means go have something to end off with. After the Pesach, you can't have afikomen. As we know, that means dessert. After the Pesach, you cannot have afikomen. My afikomen, what does that mean? Let's just do the first section here. Amarav shalo ye'akru mechabur lechabur. It just means you can't switch chaburas at the end. Ushmol amar kegon ardiloi li v'gozolai lava. It just means dessert. It means mushrooms for me, you know, special does for Abba, meaning special delicacies. You cannot have. After Karban Pesach, that's it. That's the Tam Pesach Befiv. From Chanina Bar Sheila Rabbi Yochanan could go in Tamarim Kloyas Vegozim, other types of desserts. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, the Machlokas have shown him here whether there's a Machlokas here. The Rosh Pam says there's no Machlokas here. They're just giving different desserts. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach could go in Tamarim Kloyas Vegozim, period. So that's the halacha by Pesach. Why is this the line that we answer the Chacham in the Haggadah? So many Haggadahs say, because this is the end of Sachem. So basically, we tell them everything, even up till this. Up till Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach. Okay, you're right, there's one more Mishnah. But we basically say the whole Masechta to him, to the Chacham, Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach, Afikom. And again, there's other Pshatim, but we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue B'Hashem tomorrow with the second to last daf in Masechta Pesachim. Hopefully, Parsha Shiva was given last night. Hopefully, it's up. Everybody can feel free to enjoy.